بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بإذن الله تعالى نحب هذه الليلة نستمر في درسنا في ثلاثة أصول. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would like to continue in our lessons regarding the three fundamental principles. وهذا الدرس قد وصلنا إلى قوله، أي إلى قول المصنف، والدليل قوله تعالى: ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. ويقصد بهذا القول، استدل بهذا القول على أنه لا يجوز صرف العبادة. قال: فمن صرف منها شيئا لغير الله فهو مشرك كافر. من صرف شيئا منه، أي من صرف من عبادة الله عز وجل شيئا لغير الله فهو مشرك كافر. والدليل قوله تعالى: ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. The Shaykh in this section that we're starting this evening, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh, he mentioned, and the proof is his statement, the Most High, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا, and whoever calls on other than Allah, مَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا, whoever invokes, whoever worships with Allah, إِلَهًا آخَرًا, another deity, لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ, there is no proof for him regarding that. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, verily his account will be with his Lord. عند ربه الذي خلقه الذي أوجده وخلقه ورزقه حسابه عنده. قال الله عز وجل: إنه لا يفلح الكافرون, الذي يشرك بالله عز وجل هو كافر. ولا يفلح, لا يفلح الذي يشرك بالله عز وجل. We arrived in the section where the Shaykh, he said, whoever worships with Allah other than him, there is no proof for him regarding that. There is no proof for him regarding لا برهان له به. There is no proof for him to do that, meaning to associate partners with Allah, invoke other than Allah with him. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, so verily his account will be with his Lord, the one who created him, the one who provides for him, the one who gives him everything that he has, is حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ, verily, the kuffar, the disbelievers, will not be successful. And the Shaykh in this section, he says, وَالدَّلِيلُ, and the proof is his statement, the Most High, هَذَا الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى أَيِّ شَيْءٍ, this is proof regarding what matter. If we look back at the text, at the matan, we'll see that prior to this section, the Shaykh, he mentioned, فَمَنْ صَرَفَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, whoever directs anything from ibadah to other than Allah, فَهُوَ مُشْرِكٌ كَافِرٌ, then he is a polytheist, a disbeliever. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the proof is his statement, the statement of Allah, exalted be He. When he mentioned, then he mentions this verse that we have just read. نعم. والآن نريد أن نقرأ من شرح الشيخ محمد با جمال حفظه الله. فقال الشيخ شارحا لهذا القول, ومن يدعو, ما معنى ومن يدعو؟ أي ومن يعبد, ومن يعبد, ومن يدعو, ومن يدعو بمعنى ومن يعبد مع الله إلها آخر, ما معنى مع الله إلها آخر؟ يعني هذا القول مع الله إلها آخر نكرة في سياق الشرط. هذه كلمة مع الله إلها, إلها نكرة, إلها آخر, هذه نكرة ليست بمعرفة, نكرة في سياق الشرط, لأن الله عز وجل يقول ومن يدعو, ومن يدعو هذا من, هذا شرطية, ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر. قال النكرة في سياق الشرط تفيد العموم, فيدخل فيه من هو دون الله سواء كان ملكا أو نبيا أو وليا أو شجرة أو جنا أو جنيا. نعم, قال لا برهان له به. هذه الجملة هي جملة اعتراضية بين الشرط والجزاء. ما معنى جملة اعتراضية؟ يعني هي الجملة التي يمكن أن تدخلها على الجمل لتوضيح المعنى, لأن الله عز وجل قل ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر, ثم بعد ذلك قال لا برهان له به, فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. لو وجدنا هذه الآية ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر فإنما حسابه عند ربه لا يفلح الكافر, إنه لا يفلح الكافرون, يستقيم المعنى, يستقيم المعنى بدون حتى إن لم يكن باللفظ لا برهان له به. هذه معنى الجملة اعتراضية. الجملة اعتراضية تكون بين الشرط والجزاء, لأن الله عز وجل ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر, ما هو الجزاء؟ فإنما حسابه عند ربه. وقبل ما جاء, قبل ما ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني جزاؤه يعني بسبب شركه بالله, قال الله عز وجل لا برهان له به. هذا بين الجملة الشرطية وجملة يعني التي فيها الجزاء. يقول بعضهم, يعني قال هذه جملة اعتراضية. ما معنى جملة اعتراضية؟ هذا قول لا برهان له به هي جملة اعتراضية كما ذكر بعض أهل العلم. هي الجملة التي كما قلنا يمكن أن تدخلها على الجمل لتوضيح المعنى, لتوضيح المعنى أو لتأكيد المفهوم, لتأكيد مفهوم معين, لتأكيد مفهوم معين, نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. قال يعني جملة اعتراضية بين الشرط والجزاء. يقول بعضهم, يعني يذكر بعض أهل العلم, هي صفة كاشفة, صفة كاشفة. نعم, ما معنى صفة كاشفة؟ يعني صفة كاشفة وصف, يعني وصف كاشف, وهو لتوضيح المراد, توضيح المراد به للقارئ أو المخاطب. يعني هذا وصف لتوضيح المراد. نعم, توضيح ما هو المراد به للقارئ, لتوضيح للقارئ أو المخاطب. هذه معنى صفة كاشفة. ويقول بعضهم هذه الجملة, الآن نشرح القول, يعني لا برهان له, ما هو القصد, ما هو المعنى؟ يعني لأن هذه جملة يعني في بين الشرط, بين الشرط والجزاء. ويذكر بعضهم هذا القول لا مفهوم لها, هذا القول لا مفهوم لها, أي أنه لا يوجد إله, لا يوجد إله غير الله عز وجل, يعبد ببرهان. لا يوجد إله غير الله عز وجل يعبد ببرهان. هذه بمعنى لا مفهوم لها، بمعنى أنه لا يوجد، بلا شك لا يوجد إله غير الله يعبد ببرهان، لأن قال لا برهان له بي، بمعنى لا مفهوم، لا مفهوم لها، أي أنه لا يوجد إله غير الله يعبد ببرهان. طيب, we would like to explain this section where the Shaykh is explaining the statement وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخر. Whoever calls on any deity with Allah, whoever calls on with Allah any other deity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ, there's no proof for him with that. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, verily his account will be with his Lord. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ, verily he does not, the one who is a disbeliever, he is not successful. He is not successful. A Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Bad Jamal, is explaining this verse. So we would like for our brothers and sisters to focus on this verse here. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِعُ الْكَافِرُونَ. This statement, in the beginning of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ, meaning whoever invokes. The Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Bad Jamal, he mentioned, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ means, وَمَنْ يَعْبُد, whoever invokes and whoever calls on, meaning whoever worships. Meaning this is general. مَنْ يَدْعُ بِمَعْنَى مَنْ يَعْبُد, whoever worships. مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ, with Allah, any other deity, whoever worships with Allah any other deity. Here the statement مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ, this word إِلَهًا means deity, any deity. إِلَهًا نَكِرَ, this is a indefinite article, meaning يُفِيدُ الْعُمُوم. This يعني إِلَهًا آخَرَ, يعني إِلَهًا is نَكِرَ, it's an indefinite article. نَكِرَ فِي سِيَاقْ الشَّرْطْ تُفِيدُ الْعُمُومِ. Whenever in Arabic, whenever you have an indefinite article, like إِلَهًا, we have the تَنْوِين, فَتْحَتَين. You have two فَتْحَس above the ha. This implies that it is indefinite article, meaning any إِلَه. It's not specific. It's not saying الْإِلَه, the deity. It's meaning any deity. So in this text, where Allah says, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ, in this text where Allah mentions a general, meaning He made it indefinite, نَكِرَ, He made إِلَهًا نَكِرَ, meaning indefinite. In this, linguistically, whenever you have an indefinite oracle, structured in a sentence with a condition, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَدْعُو, this men, they call this شَرْطِيَّة. This is شَرْطِيَّة, mean condition. Like whoever does such and such, then such and such. Whoever does such and such, that's the condition. If a person does a particular thing. فَكَذَا وَكَذَا, that's called the jaza. That's the account. That's the reward, or that is the punishment regarding whatever is done. So whenever you have a text like this, where you have a nekira, an indefinite article, and directly in it, it's in a structure of a conditional sentence, yani tufid al-umum. The benefit of it, it shows generality. It shows generality. Meaning whoever worships any deity aside from Allah, فَيَدْخُلْ فِيهِ, what does this mean? The Shaykh, he said, فَيَدْخُلُ فِيهِ مَنْ هُوَ دُونِ اللَّهِ. So when he says, إِلَهًا آخَر, what is intended by this? Regardless of whoever you worship, if someone was to worship anyone other than Allah, سواء كان ملكا, regardless if he's an angel, أو نبيا, or prophet, أو وليا, or a helper, someone sheikh, someone who is respected, أو شجرة, or a tree, أو جنيا, or a jinn. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا برهان له به. There is no proof for him regarding that, yani that act of worship, of invoking other than Allah. There's no proof for him. لا برهان له به. This sentence, لا برهان له به, if this sentence in the middle of the sentence that has that's conditional and has the actual consequences of the condition, if one does such and such, then such and such, this is a sentence that's entered in on it. This is a sentence that's been entered in on another sentence. They call this جملة اعتراضية. جملة اعتراضية. This جملة اعتراضية, what does this mean? This is جملة means sentence. اعتراضية, meaning it is it is a sentence that it's possible. This is a sentence which is possible to enter in on another sentence in order to do what? In order to bring clarification regarding the meaning, or to give emphasis of a specific understanding. It's in order. This sentence, لا برهان له به. Because Allah says, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخر. Whoever worships with Allah, another deity, he said, لا برهان له به. He has no proof regarding that. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي. Verily, his account is with his Lord. So whoever associates partners with Allah, whoever worships other than Allah with Allah, his account is with Allah. And as we know, between these two sentences, between these two parts, there's the statement, لا برهان له به. This statement here, that there's no proof for it, it is in order to bring more clarification regarding a point being made. There's wisdom in this. A point being made regarding there's no proof regarding this worship or ascription with Allah other than Allah. And also it is put in place, we're speaking linguistically in the Arabic language, also this type of sentence is put right in the middle of another sentence in order to maybe emphasis for something that is a specific understanding, to be emphasis regarding a specific understanding that is intended with it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰنْ آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever associates or ascribes partners with Allah, with him, there is no proof for him regarding that. لا برهان له به. فإنما حسابه عند ربه. This is the جزاء. It's conditional. It's conditional based on if one ascribes partners with Allah, if one ascribes partners with Allah, or associates partners with Allah, then his punishment is with his Lord. And verily Allah does not make successful those who are disbelievers. The one who is a disbeliever is not successful. هذه من حكمة هذه الآية ومن حكم هذه الآية. This is from the wisdom of this verse. طيب. And some of the scholars, they mentioned that this is يعني صفة كاشفة. This is a wasf. This is giving more understanding regarding what is intended, or what is to be understood from this verse. This statement, لا برهان له به, is one sentence There's no proof for him regarding it. Where he says, La burhana lahu bihi. There's no proof for him regarding his committing shirk, him ascribing partners with Allah, him making dua to other than Allah. There is no proof for him regarding it. Some of the scholars, they mentioned, this gives clarification to what is intended or what is wanted for the understanding of the one who is being spoken to or the one who is being, who is reading this text, gives more understanding regarding the text, gives more understanding regarding the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. بمعنى أنه لا يوجد إله غير الله يعني لا برهان له بمعنى لا يوجد إله غير الله يعبد ببرهان. This statement لا برهان له به, there's no proof for him regarding it, means there is no deity aside from Allah that is worshipped with proof. With proof meaning with proof regarding the validity of ascribing partners with Allah. There is no one that has any proof of the validity of worshipping other than the creator of everything in existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have any proof to worship an angel. They don't have any proofs to worship a prophet. They don't have any proofs to worship a scholar. They don't have any proofs to worship a tree or anything such as the nature of the makhluqat from that which has been created. Rather, the only correct act of worship that is accepted is the worship that is exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال الشيخ ذكر قوله فإنما حسابه عند ربه أي أن الله سيحاسبه ويجازيه يوم الحساب والجزاء إنه لا يفلح الكافرون أي هذا وجه الاستدلال من الآية على أن من عبد غير الله صار كافرا. The Shaykh explained the statement فإنما حسابه عند ربه. Verily, his account is with his Lord. What does this mean? فإنما حسابه عند ربه. What does this mean? أي أن الله سيحاسبه. That Allah will hold him to account. ويجازيه يوم الحساب والجزاء. He will hold him to account. He will hold him to reckoning on the day of reckoning, in the day of account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold him accountable for that which he committed from shirk. ثم ذكر الشيخ قوله إنه لا يفلح الكافرون أي هذا الوجه الاستدلال من الآية. This is the part that was used as proof from the verse على أن من عبد غير الله, that regarding the fact that whoever worships other than Allah, sara kafiran, then he becomes a disbeliever. قوله وفي الحديث الدعاء مخ العبادة. Now we're moving on. Then the Sheikh Muhammad Bad Jamali mentions a statement that comes after that. وفي الحديث, meaning the hadith, الدعاء مخ العبادة. This is from the text. الدعاء مخ العبادة. That dua, supplication, invocation, is the core of worship. هذا الحديث رواه الترمذي عن أنس وفيه علتان. He said this hadith came in Sunan al-Tirmidhi on the authority of Anas, in Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه. He said فيه علتان. In this hadith, it has two weaknesses. There's two weaknesses in this hadith. الأولى بمعنى العلة الأولى ابن لهيعة هو ضعيف. ابن لهيعة هو ضعيف. The first weakness is ابن لهيعة. ابن لهيعة is weak. His narrations are weak. Specifically, his narrations after بعد ما اختلط, after he became ill, mentally ill. All of his narrations that came after that are da'if. Ibn Lahi'a is in this chain of narration. علت الثانية, الثانية عن عنة الوليد بن مسلم. عن عنة الوليد بن مسلم. وهو مدلس يدلس تس يدلس تدليس التسوية. He is مدلس. And مدلس تدليس is a form of weakness. It's a form of style of weakness of حديث. He's مدلس. يعني الوليد ابن مسلم هو مدلس. يدلس تدليس التسوية. يعني ننصح إخواننا بدراسة البيقونية وما بعده من الكتب المصطلح الحديث. We advise our brothers to study البيقونية. Every student of knowledge should study the basics of مصطلح الحديث, the science of hadith, to know the different types of hadith that are sound, and to know the different types of hadith which are weak. قال لكن يغني عنه ما جاء عند الخمسة وقد تقدم عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدعاء هو العبادة الدعاء هو العبادة ثم قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الآية عفوا Then the Sheikh, he mentioned Ad-Dua. This hadith Ad-Dua Mukh al-Ibadah. The Dua is the core of Ibadah's weak. It has two weaknesses in it. But and the first weakness is that Ibn Lahi'ah is in the hadith. Ibn Lahi'ah is in the hadith. And the second weakness is that Al-Walid Ibn Muslim is in the hadith. The second weakness is that Walid Ibn Muslim is in the hadith. So, in a hadith, though you have a sound hadith, there's no need for weak hadith. There's no need to use a weak hadith. Just a minute, عفوان عندي رسالة. يعني رسالة مهمة. اللهم استعان عفوا عندي رسالة لحظة لحظة طيب عفوا طيب the hadith where the sheikh he mentioned الدُّعَاء هو العبادة this hadith is sufficient as proof regarding the importance or the fact that الدُّعَاء عبادة the fact that الدُّعَاء is عبادة And we do not need this weak hadith that the Shaykh mentioned, Rahimahullah, where he said that Al-Dua Mukhul Ibadah. We mentioned Al-Dua Mukhul Ibadah. This is a weak hadith. So, the hadith Al-Dua Huwal Ibadah, the hadith that came on the authority of Al-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ said, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ This hadith is sufficient for us as proof of the fact that supplication is dua. And this hadith, hadith al-Nu'man ibn Bashir, hadith came in five different books of hadith. Came in five different books of hadith and from the Sahih Muslim. طيب, قَالَ ثُمَّ قَرَأَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الآية التي استدل بها المؤلف. And then he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same statement that the mu'allif, the author, he mentioned, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. The Shaykh, he mentioned this as proof along with the dua, along with the hadith, الدُّعَاء مُخْلِ عِبَادَةِ. But the hadith that's authentic is the hadith, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةُ. الدُّعَاء, supplication, هُوَ الْعِبَادَةُ. فهذا الحديث يستغني عن هذا الحديث يغني عن الثاني هذا الحديث يغني عن ذاك الذي فيه علتان. فقال الشيخ والمعنى أن الدعاء تتقوى به عبادة العابدين لأنه روحها كما أن الأعضاء والعظام تتقوى بمخها. والشيخ ثم بعد ذلك الشيخ شرح هذا الدعاء هذا الحديث فقال معنى الدعاء مخ العبادة ما معنى هذا الحديث أن الدعاء تتقوى به عبادة العابدين لأنه روحها كما أن الأعضاء والعظام تتقوى بمخها. The statement that the Sheikh mentioned, that what is the meaning of this hadith? This hadith means that the worshippers, they are strengthened with their supplication because their supplication is the actual soul, it's the actual life, it's the actual soul of their worship. It's the soul of the worship. Similar to how the limbs and the bones strengthen the brain. نعم أن الذي يتريض يعني يتقوى برياضته. The one who exercises, his mind becomes strong with his exercise of his body. قوله والدليل قوله تعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي إلى آخر. قول الدعاء هو طلب الغير في جلب النفع أو دفع المضر. The Shaykh, he mentioned, after mentioning the statement of Allah, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي, and your Lord, he said, call on me, invoke me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer your call. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي, verily those who have pride and they deny worshipping me, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ, they will enter into hellfire, يعني داخرين. In this section, the Shaykh, he says, الدُّعَاء هُوَ طَلَبُ الْغَيْرِ. الدُّعَاء هُوَ طَلَبُ الْغَيْرِ. Dua is calling on, يعني طلب الغير في جلب نفع أو دفع ضر. He said, الدُّعَاء, supplication, is requesting others, requesting someone else. Requesting someone else in order to seek some type of benefit or for some type of harm to be removed. وَالدُّعَاء قِسْمَانِ. الدُّعَاء قِسْمَانِ. Dua is of two types. عِبَادَةٌ, dua لِعِبَادَةٌ, وَالدُّعَاء مَسْأَلَةٌ. Supplication is of two types. Dua is of two types. Dua is of two types. We want this to be understood. الدعاء نوعان. الدعاء قسمان. دعاء عبادة وهو طلب الثواب. أولا الدعاء, ما هو الدعاء؟ هو طلب الغير في جلب نفع أو دفع ضر. والدعاء قسمان, دعاء عبادة ودعاء مسألة. دعاء عبادة هو طلب الثواب بفعل ما أمر به الشرع. هذا دعاء العبادة. دعاء عبادة طلب الثواب بفعل ما أمر الله به أو ما أمر به الشرع. طيب والدعاء مسألة هو سؤال الله في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار. طيب هذا القول. In this statement, the Sheikh is explaining what is dua, what is invocation, what is dua. What is dua in general? It means to request something from other. So to request something from someone. Huh? And seeking for some type of benefit or to remove some type of harm. This is the meaning of dua. To request from other. To request something from other than oneself. Regarding seeking some type of benefit or seeking to have something removed. Some type of harm removed. What dua is of two types. Dua ibadah, supplication, which is supplication of worship. What dua mas'ala, which is dua of request. Dua of request. ودُعَى عِبَادَةٌ هُوَ طَلَبُ الثَّوَابِ. It's requesting a reward, to request the reward. بِفِعْلْ مَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الشَّرْعِ, by doing that which the legislation has commanded. وَدُعَى الْمَسْأَلَةِ, in the dua al-mas'alah, meaning dua of request, هُوَ سُؤَالُ اللَّهِ فِي جَلْبِ الْمَنَافِعِ ودفع المضار. سؤال الله في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار. It is the second type, dua mas'ala, is to seek, to ask Allah. It's basically to ask Allah for something. In seeking benefit, في جلب المنافع, to seek benefit or to have removal of some type of harm, or have removal of some type of harm. Jazakum Allah khaira. Allah yubarak fiq. Jazakum Allah khaira. Tayyib. So we hope this is understood. Dua al mas'ala wa dua al ibadah. Dua al ibadah is general. As an example, if we were to take either, مثلا, ما الفرق بين الدعاء المسألة والدعاء العبادة. دعاء العبادة مثلا في سورة الفاتحة عندما نقول الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. هذه الجزء, يعني هذا الجزء من السورة, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. كل هذه آيات, كل هذه الآيات فيها دعاء العبادة. دعاء العبادة. This surah, سورة الفاتحة, يعني توضيحا مني, for clarifications for myself, for the audience. If we were to look at the meaning of دعاء, الدعاء and the types of دعاء, we can split سورة الفاتحة into two parts. One portion is du'a al-ibadah, and another portion is du'a al-mas'ala. Du'a al-ibadah, such as when one says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of everything in existence. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of everything in existence, or the owner of the day of reckoning. Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek aid from. طيب, this second part, when we say you alone we seek aid from, the second part that comes after that is dua mas'ala. We say ihdina iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, then we say iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. This section ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, hadhihi dua mas'ala. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim sirat alladhina an'amta alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كل هذه دعاء مسألة. والآيات الأخرى, الآيات التي في بداية السورة, هي دعاء عبادة. طيب, لأن هذا طلب الثواب بفعل ما أمر الله به الشرع بما أمر الله به أي بما بفعل ما أمر به الشرع. وهذا الثناء على الله عندما نقول سبحان الله الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله كل هذه دعاء عبادة. إذا قلنا يا الله فرج عنا ما نحن فيه هذا الدعاء مسألة. If we say سبحان الله الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله this دعاء عبادة. If we say, oh Allah, please remove us from this hardship that we are experiencing. Please protect the Muslims. Please do not allow them to be afflicted by the coronavirus. This is dua, mas'ala. Why? لأننا يعني نطلب من الله عز وجل جلب المنافع ودفع المضر. Why is this dua, يعني mas'ala? Because we're seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some type of benefit, and we at the same time we're seeking that Allah protects us and removes some type of harm. طيب فهذا الذي أردناه من هذا القسم. طيب ثم قال الشيخ وقوله أستجب لكم يعني إن شاء الله لعل أني لا نريد أن نكثر المسائل على إخواننا. We do not want to increase too much on our brothers from these masail. لا نريد نكثر على إخواننا المسائل. أهم شيء أن هذه المسائل تكون مفهومة. Most important thing is that these issues are understood. These issues are understood. وأحيانا أكثر وأطول الدرس ولا ينبغي لأننا لا نريد أحد وما شاء الله جزاهم الله خير إخواننا وأخواتنا يعني عندهم جهد واجتهاد في الدروس ولكن لا نريد أن نكثر على إخواننا وأخواتنا المسائل ثم يحصل ملل. We do not want to increase too much in one class. Sometimes we go long. Sometimes we go an hour. And this is not appropriate all the time. لا ينبغي. We don't want to give too much and make anything difficult. طيب والعلم كما قال إمام الزهري رحمه الله ليونس ابن يزيد الآيلي رحمهم الله لما أكثر عليه الأسئلة قال يا بني إن هذا العلم أودية فلعل الوادي يقطعك قبل أن تقطعه ولكن خذه مع الليالي والأيام. فثم قال ومن رأى العلم جملة فاته جملة من رأى العلم جملة فاته جملة أو تركه جملة. And this reminds us when we're speaking about this subject, we don't want to bring too much in one time because wallahi nahnu nuhibbu talab al-ilm nuhibbu al-mudhakira nastati najlis tul layali hakadha bi dhikri Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa ikhwanana kadhalik wa ikhwanuna kadhalik. We love to study and we love to review and to be in a remembrance of Allah. We can sit here all night and do this. And I'm sure that our brothers and sisters the same. However, it's most important to get the gist of the lesson, the benefit. يعني شيء فشيء. Benefit. And sometimes I prolong the lessons, and this is something that I would like to stop. I don't want to do this consistently, because it's important to get a good benefit. And alhamdulillah, the most important thing, yani, is consistency. Naam. And this reminds us of a statement from Imam al-Zuhri, rahimahullah. He said to Yunus ibn Yazid al-Ayli, rahimahumullah, when Yunus, rahimahullah, he would go to him wanting to benefit tremendous. He said to him, Ya Bunayya, إن هذا العلم أودية. إن هذا العلم أودية. He said, oh my young son, yani when you say bunayya, it's this is yani tasghir, ولكن هذه يعني على شأن يقرب الشخص. This is to make the person feel close, the person who's younger feel close to you. You say ya bunayya kada wa kada, oh young son, such and such. Does not mean it's his son, but this is his student, and students are like sons and like young brothers to to their teachers. He said, "Ya bunayya, inna hadhil ilm awdiyah." So verily, this knowledge is valleys. This knowledge is valleys. He said, "Fala'alla al-wadi yaqta'uk qabla an taqta'u." Perhaps that this valley will cut you off before you cut it. Before you delve deep into it, it'll cut you off. Meaning, it will slow you down. He said, "Walakin khudhu ma'a al-layali." So however, take the knowledge, and ma'a al-layali, with the nights, with consistency, meaning consistently take the knowledge. خُذْهُ مَعَ الْلَيَالِ وَالْأَيَّامِ. Take it in nights and days, and شَيْءٍ فَشَيْءٍ, step by step. And he said, وَمَنْ رَامَ الْعِلْمِ جُمْلَ, whoever tries to seek knowledge, good big portion of it, huh? In wholesale, as we can say, whoever tries to take it in large portions at one time, فَاتَهُ جُمْلَ, it will leave him all at one time. Whoever tries to take knowledge, a big chunk of knowledge at one time, if he tries to take it, take and understand everything at one time, it's a possibility he will leave with no benefit. الَّذِي يُحِبُّ وَيَطْلُبُ الْعِلْمِ وَيَأْخُذْ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا يَدْرُسْ مَسْأَلَةً ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ يَأْخُذْ مَسْأَلَةً أُخْرَى فَهَذَا الَّذِي يَسْتَفِيدْ وَالَّذِي يُرَاجِعْ الْمَسَائِلْ يَسْتَفِيدْ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ مَنْ لَا يُرَاجِعْ. Those who review the subjects and the issues and take good notes and write down the benefits and review throughout the day or find a time to review, he's going to understand better than the one who does not do this. So as we'd say, as Imam al-Zuhri said, يعني خذه أو خذوه مع الليالي والأيام. والحمد لله كثير من إخواننا يفيدون المسلمين هذه أيام, وهذا أمر مهم. نأخذ العلم مع الليالي والأيام. We take knowledge, you know, step by step, portion by portion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our time. We thank our brothers Ahlul Sunnah, who are teaching, regardless if they're teaching in their homes, with their families, or they're teaching the community over the internet, or they're teaching in their business places, and they're reviewing, and brothers and sisters are trying to benefit. Our brothers, mashallah, يعني في كل مكان يستفيدون يستفيدون الحمد لله. Our brothers are benefiting, يعني they're benefiting and they're benefiting others. وكذلك أخواتنا, كذلك أخواتنا, يعني يفيدنا أخواتهن. هذا شيء مهم جدا. نسأل الله عز وجل يفرج عنا ما نحن فيه من هذا الوباء. Even our sisters, they're benefiting the sisters. Everyone's benefiting one another to the best of their abilities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the way for us and make our affairs easy on us and remove this illness and protect our families from this illness that's spreading throughout the world. Wallahu musta'an. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.